28-20, the Roosters over Parramatta last night. And in the AFL, the Western Bulldogs beat Brisbane by 14 points. Massive game tonight at the MCG. Collingwood against Richmond. There'll be 90,000 plus there. $1.40 Collingwood, Richmond $3. GWS play tomorrow, the Saturday twilight fixture. They're at home, $2.45 with Tab against Carlton, $1.55. And a big game for the Swans Sunday afternoon after a great start to the season. Their first real test. Their slight outsiders at $2.10 against Melbourne, $1.74. Buddy's back as well, Lance Franklin, after a week's suspension. No Max Gawn for the Demons. So we'll get a good test of where the Swans are really at so far on Sunday.
And more importantly, Middo, Mitch from Robbo wanted to know what the best places are to go in Canberra. Well,
huge response.
The people from the nation's capital have texted in. The Hellenic Club has rushes on taps. Tap, regards Rooster Bob. Loz & Co, Raiders Belconnen, used to be called West Belconnen Leagues Club, or Magpies at Kippax. The Ruck Gun Garland Lakes, Hellenic Club, the Duxton, all good pubs to punt. Eagle Hawk on the highway as you come into Canberra. Top food, steaks on the grill, ice cold beer, great punting area. The Hellenic Club in Woden. The Ruck, Till the Boys Burns Club in Canberra. Best buffet in town, best tab, and the biggest TV. Cheap schooners, mate, from 2 p.m.
I've got an idea.
Onwards.
Seriously.
Hey, boys, the Robbo
Brothers.
Is there a
pub that hasn't been mentioned here?
The Robbo Brothers are playing at Southern Cross Woden tomorrow. Good
pub crawl,
then.
Just do a pub
good
crawl.
Good food. Exactly. Hellenic Club is a good one. Cheers. Thank me later, Dave. And then another one. Agree with Dave. Get into the Ruck in Turner if you're heading to Canberra for a punt. A few of us locals were happy to throw, are happy to throw a few of our dodgy tips around as well. That's from Derek.
Good on you,
Derek. A couple of options there, Mitch.
Pub crawl.
That's right.
Does that bring a tear to the eye? Quite nostalgic for you reading all those venues.
Well,
out.
Some of the venues I haven't been to in a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. So,
Laurie,
I might have to get back there and see him.
Laurie, do you remember Origin? I know I'd like to bring this up. When we used to go on bus trips and that, and we'd play pub golf through Balmain, and there was 18 holes, and they used to have pars at each pub.
Yeah.
So there was 18 pubs in Balmain in those days. And we used to get off the bus and they say, right, this one's a par three. And if you had three schooners at that pub, you'd go to the next one, right? No one's ever finished the 18 holes.
No.
Ever.
I've done a few of those days.
In the history of the game.
You get to about the ninth hole and you're not moving.
Yes. And the other thing I want to know is, too, what happened to the leader's jacket? The green jacket has never been found.
Well, that was the funny thing. There was two people that really stood out to me, Block, when we used to play those games.
Let me guess.
Yep. So, go.
Cement Gillespie, the great
digger. Yeah. Yes. He was one.
Yes.
Oh, actually, he was one that I wasn't thinking of, but he was a good player of golf.
Yes.
So the two that quickly come to mind was the great Craig Salvatore.
Oh, Salvo.
Because Salvo, it'd be a par two.
And he'd have five schooners.
He'd
so
have
he'd
five
be
schooners
under.
Or something, yeah. Yeah. And you'd limit it to middies or sevens. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
But he'd have five, six schooners. You get to the third pub, and he was just off his chops.
Well,
it couldn't go any further. And the other one was sort of toward the end of the day. We all thought that Johnsy, Chris Johns,
was
the best drinker.
He was good. The other thing was.
But he had the jacket on. He was leading.
He was.
And then, you know, we formed this guard to get into the next pub.
That's right.
So Johnsy sort of starts running, and everyone's going, Johnsy, slapping. So he went to run, ran straight into the door. It wasn't open. He thought it was open. It was just glass.
Responsible service of alcohol, of course.
He nearly knocked himself out. He come back out. You'll be right. So one of the blokes picks him up.
You'll be right.
Carries him in.
Busted nose. You'll be right.
Well, I knew.
They sit him at the bar. He's got his head down.
I knew Origin was on when I used to go into, when we used to stay there at Coogee at the hotel there. I knew Origin was on when I'd walk in. And Digger Ravel, which is Cement Gillespie, would be sitting there with a big hamburger and a schooner by the piano, waiting for everyone to come in. That's how I knew Origin was starting. Yes,
I remember.
Great gone days. After four holes.
Mate, he would have had 20 schooners.
Well, you've got to pace yourself.
Oh, mate, Salvo did.
Obviously not.
He thought he was a Randy Wicks.
He pulled the driver out, hadn't he? It's a par three. He goes to driver. Why not?
Mate,
take a driver and a putter.
I'd never seen anyone like him. Eat a schooner.
What was the race?
Mate,
the race
I don't know. He was and was proud. Honestly, three or four pubs in,
I reckon,
gone.
I reckon, I reckon the wife said, right, you can go with the boys. You got an hour. Get yourself home somehow.
Those funny days. Funny days, Block. Good memories. Couldn't do it now.
Remind us of BlockBet.
Want to bet?
Oh, quickly, BlockBet. Okay, the Dolphins to win head-to-head, the Cowboys to win by four or more, and Valentine Holmes to score 10 points or more. Those odds are $13.
All right, while we're at it, Loz, your multi, because they're in the same place on the Tab app under today's odds.
We race 3, number 9, Gin Martini to run top 4, and then race 6, number 8, Cafe Millennium to run top 4 also. And if you'd like to be a part of that, you can get $9.
Now, it sounded romantic, Block, didn't it? Mitchell Pearce potentially coming to the Tigers to finish his footy career, but not to be the case. He, was asked.
I don't know if it's over.
Whether he'd like it.
You know, I don't think it's over yet.
Really?
No, I don't.
So it could happen.
Well, I think it could happen. Yes.
Even though Mitch has sort of declined the offer at this stage.
Well, he's declined the first offer.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that if they come up with the right moolah, maybe he'll come home. What a story to be for the Tigers. Mm. His old man was a captain of the club for a decade. Come back to the top. I reckon it's a good move. Sign him for 2 years. He'll free up Brooksy. I don't know.
Do you reckon he wants to come back though, Block? And come back into the limelight again and all the focus on him where he's been over there in the south of France and just out of the spotlight?
I don't know. Depends on it. You know better than anyone, Loz. Depends on how you want to finish your career. If he's not happy the way that he finished in the NRL, here's an opportunity for him to come back. I can honestly say I don't know, but it depends on how you finished and if you're happy the way you finished.
Mm.
So I reckon it's a possibility.
Won their past four in Brisbane, Block, but this looks a tall order against a very different Broncos side to the one we've seen for what the past, well, you'd almost say 6 years.
Yeah, mate, along with Manly, the Broncos are the most improved team in the competition. I know that, you know, they put themselves in a good position last year. I think it'll be different this year with the Broncos. Mate, they're heading for the top four, most definitely. The Tigers, gee, I don't know. It looks like they're all playing the same way. There's no mix in their game at the moment. Mate, I'm hoping, they're my team, I'm hoping that they do come good, but I don't know if I can see it.
Now, aside from you're in Mudgee,
yes.
What other games are you doing
this
weekend, Block? Just that one.
I've only got one, which is good because it's a long drive out there, as you guys know, and I want to be in good shape to come.
Are you up and back, Block, or are you
staying
up there?
No, I'm staying the night. I'm going out with my great mate Tony Chalmers,
yes,
Kamikaze, who's a head man there at Fox at the moment when come game day. So I'm going to go out and have a steak and a couple of Kempton Dunas with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a nice sleep and then drive home. You know what I'm... Mate, actually, Lara Pitt is coming out with me. I'm driving her out. I'm driving, right? She's a good mate of mine, Lara.
Precious cargo in the car.
Well, mate, well, I have got... She's a lovely... Mate, she's a great champion girl, right? But I just wonder, if she, after a trip with me, will she ever come with me again? Because I will drive her absolutely mad.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a road rager, Block? Like, if someone cuts you off, will you have to temper...
No.
Your enthusiasm,
Loz,
say, tomorrow in the car.
Loz, can I just say this to you, that I think that I've got a lot better as the years have gone on.
So you've mellowed.
Softened.
Yes.
What's your music go to tomorrow, though? If you've got Lara in there,
will you chat all the way up?
Are you going love song dedications? What are you going for?
A bit of Barry White.
Richard Mercer, a bit of love song dedications.
Hey, good idea.
Yeah, treat yourself. Smooth. Try smooth.
FM. You know what I do.
Do you have FM in your car, Block?
I've got both.
Okay.
I only put the radio on. I put the sound on about 6 because I want to have a deep and meaningful with Lara.
Oh, are you a Spotify man, Block?
Yeah, sometimes. Lara's
Is she going to sit in the front or is she going to? You're the driver.
Well, I'm not a chauffeur. What are you?
Well, just a question. Just a question.
She can sit where she likes. Well, I'm not going to put her in the boot, am I? Where would I put her in the Ram?
No, she's
the Ram.
Mate, back seat's as comfy as the front.
I
just thought she might choose the back seat.
Look, she's got 3 boys, as I had 3 boys, and I reckon the conversation will go along the lines of, you know, when the boys were growing up at different stages and all that sort of stuff. I'm really looking forward to it.
Don't mention the Dragons to her.
She loves the Dragons.
She loves the Dragons.
Doesn't she?
Mm.
She absolutely loves. But she loves the footy.
Yeah, well, she loves the footy, but she loves the Dragons more. Fanatical Dragons.
Well, I'm pretty sure that her husband, Anthony, great fella.
Anthony's a great bloke.
And Chris O'Keefe.
Yeah, they're mad. They're mad Dragons.
I think they're in the same group chat, which gets. I've seen some chats in there.
Walk around with their jerseys on when they win.
No, well, it gets pretty spicy in there.
Mm. I'd like to do a little bit of a podcast with those two when the Dragons get beat. Mate, you should hear. They want to get rid of everyone, even the emblem. That's how bad they're going. Yeah.
Josh Schuster out tomorrow for Manly.
Oh, no. Is he?
Against Newcastle. He's got a quad injury that he suffered in the loss to Souths last week. So Cooper Johns comes into the halves for the Sea Eagles in that game. They're still pronounced favourites, though, against the Knights, who are coming off that win last week. The market with Tab has Manly $1.22, Newcastle $4.30, 13.5. Is the line. Remember how big this rivalry used to be? And I'm sure there's still a bit of feeling there, but gee.
You're talking about...
Obviously, was in the heyday of the 90s, 97? Wasn't it? They played Spud. Around that Chief and Spud, and obviously around the grand final in 97.
Yeah.
But there was no love between these two teams for a period of time, was there, Block?
Gee, I reckon that's a big out. I reckon that's a big out for the Sea Eagles. Schuster, he gives them that little bit of an option. Look, you know, they've got a three-prong attack now everywhere, haven't they? The Manly side, as I mentioned, they're so improved. But I was looking forward to him springing 20 games together and seeing where he ended up at Schuster. But he's out. They've got some great back rowers. Olakau'atu, Loz, what do you reckon, mate? Is he up there to go into the Origin? You reckon?
Oh, he'd have to be in the debate, mate. Yeah, for sure.
And what about? Yeah. I know we'll get to the game in a little while. I'm just jumping ship here with Nicho Hynes playing. Would you play Nicho Hynes at six?
He could play six, or he could be that guy off the interchange bench. It'll be an interesting decision to see how they select the New South Wales side. I think a lot of players select themselves in that back line, but the six is the one position where there's plenty of options. You've got Jerome Luai with the combination with Nathan Cleary. Then you've got guys like Burton and also Jack Whiten, who I'm sure if they left Jack out last year, didn't they? And then they brought him back.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And maybe they played.
So I think Jack's got to be there somewhere. But if you put him on the interchange bench, it opens up for a spot at six. So Nicho might be your bloke. They play six this year. I wouldn't rule it out.
Block, we're going to have to leave it there, mate.
Okay. But
we'll see. In fact, you know what? We're not even going to see you next Friday either because it's Good Friday.
What? Hang on. No one has informed me about we're not working on Good Friday. Why aren't we working on Good Friday? The footy's still on.
Public holiday.
What? So we don't work public holidays?
No.
We don't work.
You can if you want.
What? Oh, I'll come in anyway.
It's all optional, Blockers. And if I come
in, then I can invoice.
Guess who's...
Very true.
Guess whose birthday just about is? The great M. Clark.
Mate, not even close. Sunday.
What date?
You 41 this Sunday. Or 2? I'm 42, Loz.
42.
Mate, can I say, Clarky? You look good. You should be on telly. You look good for your age.
Sure, aren't I, for 42?
You've gone from 40 to 42 really quickly.
You're telling me.
What date's your birthday? Years, what date is it? Your birthday?
2nd of April.
2nd of April. Are you a Taurian? Are you a Taurus the bull?
I'm Aries.
Aries. Well, I'm a bull. I'm on the 24th of April.
We know you're a bull. Don't worry about that.
The day before Anzac. No, I'm a ram.
What's an Aries? What's the star sign?
Aries is the ram.
Yeah. And what do they say about Aries?
You're a lovely person. Fantastic. You're a gentleman. Right. You're a lover. Yeah. You're loyal to your friends. Really? Yeah, you got a bit of fire in the belly. Yeah.
Anyway, I better go because otherwise I'll have to
send another invoice.
Charge you for overtime. See you.
Have a good weekend. He's walking out.
See you.